in the limelight.
The regimes in London, Washington, and Berlin say nothing about the gross violation of human rights in Bahrain, and instead lavish the repressive Al Khalifa minority regime for its growing ties with the Zionists. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Kayhan, international staff writer. This article is published under the heading, Zionists Become New Masters of Bahrain. Stay tuned for more. The repressive Al Khalifa minority regime seems to be hurtling full throttle towards its doom. In its suicidal dance to death with the Zionists, it has become so oblivious of the terrible fate awaiting it that last Thursday, September 30, it plunged into the cesspool of shame by hosting Jer Lapid, a Hungarian Jew born in Novi Sad in Serbia, who is now foreign minister of the usurper entity called Israel. Some 240 Bahraini scholars protested against Lapid's visit to Manama to open the Israeli regime embassy, denouncing the regime for its treason against the people and its betrayal of the Palestinian cause, but to no avail, since the regime thinks that as long as sits cozily on the lap of the Americans, there is nothing to fear about. What a gross miscalculations of facts and realities by Hamad Al Khalifa, the Sheikh who since 2010 has styled himself as king, a title his pirate sires who occupied Bahrain a couple of centuries ago never dared to take because of their shady past. Hamad Al Khalifa loves to imprison, torture, kill, exile, and deprive many of Bahrain people of their citizenship to the delight of his Israeli, American, and British overlords. So, it is pointless for him if the issue of faraway Palestine or the Zionist desecration of Islam's former Qibla, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, is raised in his presence. When the protests of the Bahraini people are supported with savagery by Hamad's mercenary police and security forces, made up mostly of Pakistanis and Jordanians serving under British officers, the poor Palestinians should not hope that their outbursts of anger against the presence of the leading Zionists in Manama will have any effect on the Al Khalifa regime. Look at some of the prominent prisoners languishing in the dungeons of the regime on trumped-up charges for calling for restoration of their birthrights and the silence of the UN or the so-called human rights bodies in the West towards their mistreatment. Sheikh Ali Salman, the leader of Al-Wefaq Party and the elected head of the opposition in the now-dissolved National Assembly, was arrested on December 28, 2014 for staging peaceful public protest, and after serving a four-year sentence, was given a life sentence on November 4, 2018 without any trial. Hassan Mushaima, the founder of the Al-Haq Party, was arrested on June 22, 2011, upon arrival from London, and sentenced to life imprisonment by a military court, along with 20 other men. There are many others, such as Abdul Jalil Al-Singas, Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, and Nabil Rajab, as well as hundreds of women, in addition to around 100 underage children who are being systematically tortured in the prisons. Yet the regimes in London, Washington, and Berlin say nothing about this gross violation of human rights and instead lavish the repressive Al-Khalifa minority regime for its growing ties with the Zionists. The most prominent religious leader of Bahrain, the 80-year-old Sheikh Isa Al-Qasim, after years of house arrest, has been exiled and his nationality revoked, but the UN has turned a blind eye to his sufferings and that of other Bahrainis. The situation will not last long. In view of the resolve of the young generation, which has realized that the peaceful protests of the past 10 years have been pointless and has only led to more savagery and treachery by the regime, the only way now, feel young Bahrainis, both at home and abroad, is the armed struggle to free their homeland from the claws of the Al-Khalifa and his British, American, and Zionist masters. God willing, the day is not far when Bahrain will become a free democratic state with no trace of the Al-Khalifa pirates.